Horseshoe Casino Cleveland launching their Then and Now campaign, looking back at the city's past and present through memories, with also a chance to win some prizes. Tell me about why you decided to come up with a campaign like this.
We have a unique position, and I said, you know, we have the opportunity to leverage it in terms of we retrofitted a former department store and made it into a casino, but also being able to play up on the pride and some of the nostalgic value that this location and particular what it means to people of Northeast Ohio. And so we thought, what better way to celebrate the past along with the present by having this Then and Now campaign and allowing the folks of Northeast Ohio to share their memories of what downtown and or the Higbee Building means to them. And so it's a fun way, and also we are able to partner that up with some prizes. So we're excited about it. We've gotten some great submissions so far. And I encourage you to submit your fond memories of downtown and or the Higbee Building as well.
And how do they go about submitting the memory?
Yeah, you can do it via social media. Horseshoe Clee is our Twitter handle, as well as our website, horseshoecleveland.com/then and now. We're giving away $10,000 sharing prizes. We're going to choose 6 semifinalists to be announced in different intervals, one on April 19th and the other on May 16th, with the finalists being named on May 24th, which is part of our second year anniversary celebration. So a lot of exciting times right now at Horseshoe Cleveland, in particular downtown Cleveland.
Oh, your second anniversary, that's probably flown by pretty quick for you, I would think.
Yeah, it went by pretty fast. We've been pleased with how we've opened the property and gotten operations going the first couple of years. We continue to be open to, you know, we get a lot of feedback on things that we do well and some things that people are looking for in a casino entertainment environment. And so we have some exciting enhancements that we've added in our first couple of years, and even more coming here toward the end of the summer that we'll be announcing shortly.
When people are submitting their memories, is there you just want to tell them a little story? Can they include pictures? What kind of a
reaction do you have? Oh, absolutely. They can include a written story. We encourage pictures. There are file size limits, obviously, on the picture size, and that'll be notated when they go to the website or on Twitter to submit their stories. But we welcome it all, and obviously there are some criteria we'll leverage to help us make the decision on the semifinalists and eventually the finalists. But we encourage the creativity, and we're looking for some very interesting and fascinating stories to recapture either the past or celebrate the present.
And I know that you've had this going on for a little while. I was able to check the site to see some of that. People have memories, obviously, of coming down to Higbee's, especially around the holidays. That always seemed like a special thing. But I guess depending on the person's age, their memory may be different of what's special down there. Have you had a chance to take a look at some of the memories already?
Yeah, you know, we have a team. You know, the good thing is our casino is all about Cleveland, and we play up on the Cleveland pride, and we consider ourselves Cleveland's casino. 90%+ of our workforce is from the 5-county MSA, and so they're from Cleveland. We have folks on our team who can, in most cases, validate the submissions that we have coming in, and in small cases, invalidate those. But that's why we've incorporated both the past and the present. So it really removes the age barrier from it, because you can have memories even today if you weren't around when Higbee's was at full life.
Right. Well, what the Horseshoe Casino has done for it, obviously, is breathe new life into it and kind of recapture some of that old, as you talk about, sort of the then and now is even represented within the casino itself. Again, this is going on through May 16th. People have a chance to submit. And again, it's the Horseshoe Cleveland launching their Then and Now campaign. And people get a chance to look at it. Again, where do they go to sign up for this?
Yep, again, it's horseshoecleveland.com/then now, or you can go to our social media site, Twitter. Our Twitter handle is horseshoeclee, and you can submit your stories there as well.
Yeah, there's all sorts of going downtown, especially with the sporting events down there as well, and hopefully new memories this year for the Indians baseball season gets underway, too.
We're going to get off to a great start, bullish on their prospects this year. You know, downtown is just going through a resurgence and a revitalization, and it's exciting to be a part of it. There's a different level of energy and vibrancy going on downtown. excited about the group plan commission work that's going to revitalize Public Square. And so the momentum is very strong right now for downtown Cleveland. I think this promotion allows Northeast Ohioans to get behind and continue that momentum and celebrate both the past and really the present as well.
Marcus Glover, General Manager of Horseshoe Casino, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks for having us. Look forward to your submission.